Goodies podcast listeners, this is Craig Mason.
And I'm Lindsay Price.
And we're recording this podcast from Hollywood, California.
Not in in any old place in Hollywood, California. From Beverly Garland's Holiday Inn.
Craig, who is Beverly Garland?
You know what? I don't know. It's hysterical because she apparently is an actress with over 700 credits to her name, and there's actually a channel in our hotel room that tells of all the things that Beverly Garland has done, and I still don't really recognize her.
She was on Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Yeah, I recognize that one.
And she wasn't the Scarecrow.
And she was not Scarecrow or Mrs. King. She was the mother of Mrs. King.
She was Mrs. King's mother in Scarecrow and Mrs. King. So, that being said, she owns a Holiday Inn in Hollywood, and this is where the California Educational Theater Association, CETA, is having their conference this year.
Today was the first day of the conference, and it was a fabulous, wonderful, warm, receptive group who were very happy to talk about theater, and we had, I'm going to say, at least a dozen people come up to our booth and say, okay, I need a show with this. What do you have? And we talked to so many teachers. So it's been a wonderful day here in California, and we have another day coming up, which is actually, to be really funny, the thing that I'm looking forward to is that the group has a lunch, and the speaker at the lunch is John Lithgow, and I'm like, I can't wait to see what he has to say.
I know. I think he's probably going to be a very entertaining speaker. We saw him on Broadway a couple of years ago.
That's right. So this is the end of day one at the California Educational Theater Association Conference. A very satisfying day for theater folk. And let's see what happens on day two.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
And we're back at day two at the California Educational Theater Association Conference. This is Craig Mason.
And I'm Lindsay Price. As we talked about yesterday, we were both really looking forward to the keynote speaker at the conference, John Lithgow.
Yeah, his sister works for the organization, and I guess she asks John every year if he'll be their keynote speaker.
And this was the year.
Right.
He started off by saying that he hadn't really prepared a speech, which was a little off-putting, using a lost laptop as an excuse, but then went on to talk about his really interesting experiences over the last month working at the Royal Shakespeare Company.
He was performing as Malvolio in Twelfth Night and really enjoyed being submersed in Shakespeare's surroundings.
I was doing Shakespeare in Shakespeare's hometown. I was getting to know Sheep Street and Bridge Street and Chapel Street and Avonside. I was hearing the bells ring for half an hour at a time in the morning and the evening, just as Shakespeare had heard it. I went to Mary Arden's house where his mother grew up. I went to Anne Hathaway's cottage where his wife grew up. I saw his birthplace, his burial place. It was a completely thrilling experience.
So the moment that I liked the most is when Mr. Lithgow talked about being shown around the school where Shakespeare went. And so the story goes, Shakespeare had a teacher that believed very much in incorporating rhetoric, which is what we call drama, into his teaching. So for a second, you have a flash of a picture of Shakespeare being influenced by drama in the classroom. It's so cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. Another part of this lunch, there was an award ceremony where teachers and administrators were honored, and a teacher stood up and talked about her principal and how he was so solidly behind her. And even at one point, she was receiving death threats, and even then, he never blamed the drama she was doing. At her school, the drama department is treated as an equal to the football team.
Which is absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. And when the principal accepted his award, he said that his vision was very simple. Students who are involved in the school, whatever the activity, do better in school. So why not support the drama club as much as the football team?
If only all principals thought that way.
Yeah, if only.
So we ended our time here in California with a stunning walk up into the Hollywood Hills. It was incredible and exactly like you imagine it to be, with the houses, the geography of the hills, and then you turned around when you got to the top and saw this amazing view of the city.
Yeah, it was a great way to end the trip. As I like to refer to it, as we took our trip up You Can't Afford It Street. So where are we off to next?
Oh, well, okay. Well, if this is Tuesday, it must be Jacksonville and the Florida Association of Theater Educators.
See y'all in Jacksonville. I'm Craig Mason.
And I'm Lindsay Bryce. Over and out.